The Role of Atmospheric Exchange in False Positive Biosignature Detection, by Ryan C. Felton et al. Saturn's moon Titan receives volatiles into the top of its atmosphere, including atomic oxygen sourced from cryovolcanoes on Enceladus. Similar types of atmosphere exchange from one body to another, such as O2 and O3 sourced from TRAPPIST-1d, could be introduced into the upper atmosphere of TRAPPIST-1e and might be interpreted as biosignatures. We simulate this potential false positive for life on TRAPPIST-1e by applying an external influx of water and oxygen into the top of the atmosphere using a coupled 1D photochemical climate model, ATMOS, to predict atmospheric composition. In addition, synthetic spectral observations are produced using the Planetary Spectrum Generator for the James Webb Space Telescope, Origins Space Telescope, Habitable Exoplanet Observatory and Large Ultraviolet, Optical, Infrared Surveyor to test the detectability of abiotic-generated O2 and O3 in the presence of abiotic and biotic surface fluxes of CH4. We determine that the incoming flux of material needed to trigger detection of abiotic O2, O3 by any of these observatories is more than 2 orders of magnitude, 1E12 molecules per centimeter 2 per second, above what is physically plausible. This was The Role of Atmospheric Exchange in False Positive Biosignature Detection, by Ryan C. Felton et al.